Begin the current daven. Sech the Shabbos daven ein zayin. Begin amen alf. Begin the trace of a maschil. This begins the words of the Gemara. Damar Rabba, because Rabba says kol chamra. Any wine deloy dori that you don't put al chad on each part, one part of wine plus maya, three parts water v'chul etc. So then that's not going to be considered as a viable wine. Which trace comes explains the words that, however, that are burning in Sanhedrin, which actually sounds like that the mezika is 2-1 the way Abaye brings it up. Tais is bothered. He says, "V'hodam minan." This that we say, but perik echad in the moment. Thing more Sanhedrin up lam dayim and alf. Gabe Sanhedrin, we find by the Sanhedrin where the pasuk is mentioned regarding them. It says, "Ayechse hamezik should not be lacking in the mixture, which is the halacha that in putzuch echem emlatzis. If one of the members of the high court of the Sanhedrin wants to leave, so that therefore has to be that im yeshchav gimel. If there's still remaining 23, then yet to bechula he could go out." Dainu, they're learning this out from the pasig of Ayachser Hamezeg. Dainu Shlish Misanhedrin, that's a third of the Sanhedrin has to remain. Mashna, sounds like the Mizigal Chatrain, that the mixing is a ratio of 2-1. So, which that's exactly what we're saying, that if two parts had left and there's still one part remaining, so then he can't leave anymore because you have to have a ratio of 2-1. That's the mix of those out and those remaining. So how could Rabbi say that we have a rave revius of yain because when you mix it with water, it's going to be a full revius, it's a ratio of 3-1. We're going to see from the Gemara over there that it's a ratio of 2-1. So Amri Vahi says, the Rabbi Davka ha-yamayzi ke-mishpat ha-maziga al-chat klas. This that the Gemara brings over here, that Rabbi held that the maziga was 3-1, was his own personal custom. But in the rest of the world, yes. And that's what the Gemara said I just talked about. It was a ratio of 2-1. Kedam ha-bazab, like the Gemara says, bab mitziya samacham al-alf. That they brought to Rabbi wine from the store. He went and he mixed the wine. He saw it wasn't a good quality. So he wanted to give it back. So he asked, what do you mean? Then the seller is going to sell it as is, even though it's diluted. And he says, no, because I'm a Rabbi. He says, Mezigah didi, my mixing made the idea. It's well recognizable because I put in a lot of water and no one's going to make a mistake for this, that it's going to be wine. So you see that Rabbi, it was his own custom. And so to be kitzim adbrin, the Gemara in Erevin of Nadal Manal says, Dami hai meziga, what happened was is that there was a story that Rabbi wanted to appease Rav Yosef, and he came and he mixed the wine for him, and when Yosef drank it, he says, oh, Dami hai meziga, the meziga, the Rabbi bread of Yosef Bacham. He says, this tastes like the wine of Rabbi, because Rabbi would put in a lot of water. Avashar ha'aylam, but the rest of the world, ha'ayim and miyayim chazi, that like very strong wine. Yeah, ain't mezgin, elachat train, they only mixed it in the ratio of 2-1. That's what the Gemara in Ezra is referring to. But that says Taisus be'im near Lari. The reader does not like this interpretation of the Riva, because Dimkain, if that would be the case, Amai Parach Abaye, what an argument is Abaye asking when he's saying, I will learn in the Mishnah that we see that the color of the dam nida is a ratio of 2-1. What do you mean? Look at Masnit and the nida. Rava could just explain the halacha of the Mishnah Masnit nida b'mezik yishab and the other. Yeah, the way other people mix it, which is 2-1, and only he does 3-1. Rather, it appears to the read, the Kradal Yachsa Mezik, how do we explain then the Gemara Sanhedrin? It probably held that no, everyone does a mixing of 3-1. That's Tumat B'yayin HaSharoni. As we explained the Gemara, it's Tumat the wine from the Sharon region. And why do we say that? I mean, the Gemara says, Z'yayin HaSharoni, which is weak. So there, yeah, it's going to be a ratio of 2-1, even according to Rav. But why do we say it like that? Why do we say it so much specifically, B'yayin HaSharoni? And Mishum Deleka Lo'okmi L'Krab B'stam Mezik, because you can't really explain that pasuk of the Sanhedrin in regards to just a regular mixing, which the Habaravir, which yes, according to Rava, is 3-1, which would be a quarter of the final amount. Because the Ravi Sanhedrin, my cousin, what would be the qualification of a quarter of the Sanhedrin? There's no utility of 18 judges from a Sanhedrin. Abba Shlesh, but a third, that's significant. Because Chazal, the Nefashas, that's 23, which that's fit to do capital punishment, which is what's known as the Sanhedrin Kitana. And so even if you don't have the whole Sanhedrin Gedalim, but you'll still have the Sanhedrin Gedalim, and therefore that's why we're going to interpret it as referring to the specific Yayin Shereni, which that wine, yes, Rav agrees, is a ratio of 2-1. Now, me, however, says Taisus, Lahulishna, but the other answer the Gemara gives that explains that why it's not difficult on Rava from that Mishnah Masechtas Nida is because it's the Hasam Mishum Chazusa, because that's referring specifically regarding to appearance. And regarding appearance, it's 2-1. In contrast to taste, where it says, Taisus, wait, based on that answer, delay mechalik bin yain esheroni, that then there's no difference between yain esheroni and other wine. Then kasha, then it's difficult from that Gemara Sanhedrin, where we can't say what we're saying now anymore, that it's because of Yain Shirani. No, Yain Shirani was saying, according to the sense, is the same as all other wines, so, and still we see it's a ratio of 2-1. So seriously, but you could explain that this, the Gemara says, Meshum Chazusa, because of the appearance, what that means to say is, Kedesh L'yasid Amar, so that it should not lose the color of dread. Derech L'maizke Al-Khad Trem, L'yasid, then yeah, the norm is to go ahead and mix it with a ratio of 2-1, and not more than that. And that's what we're comparing the Sanhedrin to the mixing, is that it shouldn't lose the color. That's what the Gemara Sanhedrin is talking about. But regarding Kedesha Bracha, then yes, it's possible to say like Rabbah that the ratio is generally 3-1, even by Yenish Reini, and to not lose the designation of being wine. So, Kedesha from the Riva, that this the Rabbah says that the mixing is 3-1, that is specifically Rabbah's own personal mixing. But the rest of the world, yes, they would mix 2-1, and therefore that's what the Gemara means Sanhedrin, Al Yechsam Ezek, that if someone wants to leave in Sanhedrin, he has to leave over a third. But the Re wonders, he says, because then if that would be the case, it's only Rabbah's personal, then why would Abai be asking from the Mishnah Masechet Nidah? He could just say that there's tumah by all other people, that yeah, it's 2-1. So if he explains the Pasuk in the Gemara Sanhedrin Yechza Mezeg, that it's specifically Yain HaShirayni, that also Rabbah agrees that since it's weak, that you can mix it 2-1. And well, so why are we specifically interpreting the Pasuk al Yechza Mezeg specifically grounding Yain HaShirayni? Because we want to say a third and not a quarter, because a quarter is an inch, is not fit for anything. A third is 23, which at least fit to judge capital punishment. But then says Taisis, according to the reasoning of the Gemara, that the Yain HaMazig is 2-1 because of the appearance, only then does it have the red appearance. So that's what the Gemara Sanhedrin could be talking about regarding the appearance of the Ayech Samezik, regarding appearance, not regarding taste. That's 2-1. That's what the Gemara Sanhedrin is referring to. Turn next to the Masala, it begins words of the Gemara Chada. First of all, the Tanur learned the Mishnah of HaMazig, that regarding the color of the dam, if it's regarding mixed, that's Nechel Kemayim, it's 2-1. Which Chayes comes to explain for Abaya, why did it have to say that? That is, Abaya is asking at Rava, how can you say the mixing is 3-1? But we all know the mixing is 2-1. Therefore, it's then asked Taisa, if you're going to say, then Labai, according to Abaya, this dam Mazik and Chadrin, that generally says, as Taisa had previously mentioned this concept, that that's based on logic, what the mixing is 3-1 or 2-1. And Rabbi who brought a raya that was not from the Mishnah, that was only going to Shir Brevias. So according to Abaya, it's just, that's the mitzi, that's just what nature is, that people do 2-1. So I'd rather, to the contrary, Tiksha should be difficult on him. Amay, it's Lechavar Shnei Chalkemayim. Why does the Mishnah have to explain that the mixing is a ratio of 2-1? Havala the member Kamazik Stam, I should have just said, the way it's normally mixed. Now I would know that's 2 parts to 1 part, because you're telling me that's how it's normally mixed. Says Tesbisham, what you can say is yes, but the Sagat that you would have thought to say the Agav Orchid Kamash Malan, that parenthetically coming to tell us the Hachi Havakamazig, that is how it's always being mixed. In other words, the Tana wanted to tell us in a parenthetical way that that's the way it's mixed from 2-1, and therefore it says Bashne Chalkemayim, which yeah, but that is the norm. So please explain that the reason why the Tana says Vamazik Shnei Chalkemayim, even though that is the normal way of mixing, is because it wants to tell us in a parenthetical way that that is the normal way of mixing. The next day, the Master begins the words of the Gemara. Void, moreover, the second question of Bayan and Rab was, Mayim Bekadim Starfin, how could you have water in the jug and combine with the wine? Which Tesla comes to explain, so how much is the wine, the share for wine, according to Abaya, for the laws of Kiddush? Because Abaya asked on Rabba, how could he prove that the share of the significance of wine regarding Hitzah is because you could mix it with water, it's going to be Revius, but now it's not mixed, so you don't have Revius. So how could the water in the jug help supplement the reverbius of the wine before you mix it? So this explains that what Abai's intent to ask from this question is elakachach. Rather, he said he's coming to say that time alav mishum delechi mazik lehabrevius. No, the reasoning of the shear of the itself, the raw wine, the undiluted wine, is not because that when you're going to mix it's going to be reverbius, and then v'chaz l'shti kashamash, and it's going to be fit to drink like all of the liquids, which is reverbius. No. Abaya is just coming to say, this is the measurement. Even when you're going to mix it, it's not going to be revius. Like he says, it's 2-1. It's not going to be revius. But could appear spokun, just like Rashi explains. Ella rather, Abaya is coming to say, no, wine is significant. But no, let's need a kesher bracha. It's fit to go ahead and store it away for a kesher bracha. Even though it's not fit for the kesher bracha without water. But even so, have a kamayim mayim. It's like water that we explained in Mishnah. Shemitznin loshim in a sekiler, that although water on its own, you can't use as an eye ointment, but you could store it away so that you could then use it together with the eye ointment. Ava bishayin ruim blekiler, even though you can't use it without the other ingredients too. But still, that already gives it significance. That's the same thing that Abai has come to say in the yayin, not because of the ability to mix it, but just in its own right, it has its own kashins. Now, Taisa further points out, he says, the Abai is not coming to disagree Ella baha dulematzo herbias mazik. Only regarding this that he says that you don't have to have a revias halig that's mixed. Because he holds that even less than revias, after it's mixing, it's fit for kosher bracha. On that, regarding the share of revias is what he's coming to disagree. Of a rave revias yain chai, but regarding the quarter of the quarter leg of undiluted wine, tzarech l'kosher bracha, that he agrees that you do need to have a kosher bracha. The Gemara sounds like an arbasachem of kofches mabez. Let me review the Mishmul. Says, these four cups, the four cups of the Seder night, has to be the amount of diluting it for a good cup, which, again, that's a quarter of revias, that when you're going to mix it, it's going to be revias. And that, the Gemara says, with the Meisve, we learned in the Brisa, that's a dal kreis alolu, these four cups, so shebem kedei revias, has to have a revias. So Gemara originally understands that contradicts that when Shmuel says, all you need is a quarter of revias. And that's the Gemara, no, idi vidi chad shiruhu. No, it's all the same measurement. Why? Kedei mezigis kreis yafel l'chol echad ve'echad. When we said that you have to have the amount which the Rebbe is to be able to mix it into a good cup, that means for each and every single cup of the four cups, which Heineken de Revias, that is the shear of a Revias of the sum total of all the four cups together. Which, as Tosfos says, Mashmid sounds like the Revias, the Braisa. When the Braisa says that the four cups need to have a Revias, Heineken l'chol arba kais, that's for all of the cups, that's sufficient of Revias. Which that means that each and every one of the four cups having a quarter of this, which that's again the measurement of mixing of a kreishal bracha, which when you mix it with the water, it's going to be revias. Now, so you see that there's a lie, that there's an obligation that a kreishal bracha has to have at least a revias of yain chai, and that Abai agrees to. But what bothers Tosfos is, v'adik tani hasim b'seiva the brisa. This that is brought over there at the end of that brisa regarding the dalat kreishas, that it has to have a revias, it says, echad chai ve'echad mazik, whether it's undiluted or whether it's diluted. So you see that the shear of even raw wine is also revias. So it says in the Hachabrusha, this is what the Brayis is saying. Echad yishta iser rev revias kamayishu chai, whether if one is drinking that quarter of the revias, as it is undiluted without mixing it, ve'echad yimz again of yishta, or whether if someone mixes it and drinks it, in other words, the tan is being mechadish, it's possible to drink a quarter of the revias of the raw wine and fulfill one's obligation. But however, Miu Kashlari, the Ri finds that difficult. Because the Besamach Kam Abaya, shortly the Gemara brings Abaya regarding Reb Nosson's statement that he says that the Shir Beitzah of congealed wine is a Kezayas because when it's going to be dissolved, then it's going to be a revias. So that the revias wanted to say, Reb Nosson and Reb Yisrael viewed the same thing. Regarding, he's talking about Dam Nevela and the opinion of Basil, and he's going into wine. But on that, Abaya, that he says, no, it's not necessarily the same thing. He says, Ad Kamla Kamra Ibn Nasan Halcha, we're referring to Nasan over here saying that by the congealed wine, the Kazayas by Revias Vahul, that a Kazayas needs a Revias of wine because wine is more thin, but blood that's thick. Maybe Reb Nosson would hold that it's possible even less than the Kezayis. But one thing is, it says in Mashin the Svila Abaya, but from that Gemara, it sounds like Abaya holds that Kreishal Bracha, Bay Rebias Yain Chai, needs to have a Rebias of raw wine. And that if he wants to, he could dilute it. But it's not possible to have less than a Rebias of wine, even if it's Yain Chai. And that's why he's saying that it has to be when it congeals to be a share of a Kezayis, because that would be the equivalent of a Rebias. So how could he disagree with the Rav over here and that he holds that even less than Revias, you're going to be chayv? So Tosfos says, Olafim Asher Perish B'Kunchet B'Samach. Now, based on what Rashi says shortly, the B'Yayin Karish by Revias, that the congealed wine, the reason why you need Revias, is Meshum De'ein Erol L'Mezigas Kais. It's very simple. It's because you cannot do Meziga. You can't do a mixing with water with a jelly type of substance of wine because it congealed. Oh, so Metzin Lameima, so based on that, and that's why you need to have it to be Revias, and not, let's say, a Roy Revias of the congealed wine. So Metzin Lameima, we could say, based on that, the La'ilm Sab Abaya, the truth is that Abaya holds that the Philip Yain Mazik Leib Revias, that even by diluted wine, you don't need to have Revias after that it's mixed. And the truth is, it's sufficient to have a Roy Revias of raw wine, and then you mix it with two parts water, and even though it's not going to be Revias of wine, that's going to be sufficient for the Kreishal Brach. Of a kashlari lepirsha kunchet, but the Ri is bothered by Rashi's interpretation, because the ikizayis yavish lechaz lemziga. Because if a kizayis of the congealed wine as Rashi says, is not fit for mixing, and therefore you need to have by the congealed wine to be a measurement of revias, which is when it's dried to be the size of an olive. So lama chasha mitam shayi by revias mitchila. Now, why is it significant? Because originally it had a revias. In other words, why are you calculating the measurement of a kezayis? Because originally that was a revias before congealed. But all food items, their measurement is that of a gregris, of a dried fig, which is motni kezayis. Now, even wine itself, because we say it's chashivas, it's fit to kosher bracha, so we say it's official revias, which that's the equivalent of a shiva kezayis. But when it congeals and you can't mix it anymore, based like Rashi says, so then then it's not like a liquid. So then it should be qualified like a food item. So Maish no Migregor should tell me, why is it different than the dried fig that shrivels after that when you took it out from Shazel to Shaz Rabin, Duration Mitzni, which is like Morley Ram Tzadig Alvim and Aleph, where you're going to be potter because it's already subsequent in a new state. So it's over here, now that it doesn't have the measurement. So who cares at the beginning? It had the shear of Revius. So therefore, Nila Reed, it seems to the Reed, the Rav Yisuf Abaye Svirulhu, both Rav Yisuf who thought Rav Nosson and Rav Yisuf Huda were saying the same thing, and Abaye who disagreed and says there's a difference between wine and blood. That actually, both of them hold the kosher bracha by revius yain chai. That actually, kosher bracha needs a revius of specifically of undiluted wine. Kinash b'samach, like it sounds like shortly that actually the shear of the as the gemara brings when the wine gets congealed has to be gezayis, which is equivalent to revius. Well, Bryce said the avi b'sachem diktonis shehib and kedai revius. Now Tosfos gives a whole new interpretation of the gemara avi b'sachem that said it should be a revius without traces. Hainu l'kol echad. It means that actually every single one, not like we said before that the sum total, no, every single one of the alkaisis has to have revias. But then the Masha Shana Mishnah Yain Bam Binavshis. Now, why does the Mishnah say that the shir b'itzah of wine? Why is it mentioned separately, individually? Avagav dav revias kasham ashken. Now, based on what we're saying now from the Ri, that it also has to be revias like all other liquids, even by Yain Chai. So, why am I mentioning independent of all shar mashkin that we say in the Mishnah requires revias? Says Taisus, Hain, we shouldn't believe Nitta, but the Rav, because it specifically said it separately that you should not make the mistake of Rav's opinion, Loim the Choshev, to say that it's significant, Bechdesha Ro Limzig Balam Arbias, because that it's fit to be mixed, and then it could be Arbias with the water. No, that's what the Tana writes it independently to say that no, even the raw wine itself is not a sufficient to be Rav Arbias, it actually has to have a Arbias. But Bava Taisus is, but Behodelik Tan Behedis, and why didn't the Mishnah say explicitly, Hamaitzi Yain Chai B'Revias. Like it says regarding all the things in the Revias, why does it say that the measurement is how to mix it for a Kais Yafa? So he says, Mishum, the Nichele Leminkut Gedim Ezigis Kais. I wanted to tell you specifically that, of course, that it can be mixed for the Kais, which is a Kais Yafa, because the Mishum Ahu Taimah, the Roel Atznei Kais Shabracha, it's only because of the reason that's fit to store it away. For the Kais Shabracha, Hud Mechai Batzaz Revias. That's why it has the measurement of liability for Haitzah as Revias. Because as Taisa points out, I will emit some Kesha Bracha. Let's say the wine will become invalidated for being a Kesha Bracha. Let's say the Pegimah, which Allah, let's say someone drank from it, or Shinoga by Nachri, or a non-Jew touched it, which then you can't use of a Kesha Bracha anymore. Loi Mechayev Revias. Actually, the liability of itself would not be, even by Revias, it wouldn't be Mishum de Rol, Ishtias Yisrael, or Yinachri, because a Jew or a non-Jew could drink it. No, Mishum de Loi Mitznele, Kesher Zutta Kulehai. No, people would not store away a cup of wine for such a small shear. So, although generally a share of vias is considered significant, but by wine, since it wouldn't be fit for the kesher bracha ela de meziga, only by mixing it or by ticking and have it be fixed in the halachas of a pugim, a person's not going to go through that effort for just a revias unless he goes and he needs it for the kesher bracha. And so to say, it's not the same thing significant like other liquids, shiruin b'limayim, which are fit without water. And because here it has to be mixed with water, and therefore, we say that that's why we say in the Mishnah that the Kedem Mizik is Kais, because that's actually the whole reason why we give it significance as a Revias, because if it wasn't fit for Kosher Bracha, a Revias actually would not even be significant enough for the wine. But what bothers Taisa is, why is the measurement more than, let's say, even Shaychim? Because we say even wastewater, we say it's fit to at least knead the clay with it. Why should the wine be any less than that? As a revius, if you can't use it for kosher bracha, so it says no. The gibel tit namir lemitznele. No, person's not going to store away the wine of revius to use it for mixing clay, because kamei klas, as we find the concept by the parchment, deloy chashav. We don't say it's considered like a piece of paper, which is kashir kesher mixin, which is the receipt of the tax collectors, which we say that that's a certain shear. even though class, it's for sure more chashiv than a piece of paper, because people don't throw away something so chashiv, something so insignificant, and just like class you're not going to use for a receipt, so the wine you're not going to use like wastewater to mix with the clay, and therefore it wouldn't have a significance if it was not valid for the kashrus bracha as a revia. So Tosfos explained that most definitely, even according to Abai, he agrees, that you have to have the shear of, there's two basic halachas Rabbi was saying, one that the kashrus bracha has to be revias, and one that the yayin chai is rabbi revias. So that's the thesis that regarding the quarter of the revias of the raw wine, that Abai agrees to Rabbi. The only thing he's disagreeing is about is that he holds that you don't have to go ahead and mix it, that it should be a revias. Because even if it's not a revias, Abai held that it's going to be allowed for kashrus bracha. And that's why they store it away for as even as a rabbi revias, because of its significance, and you can use it for kashrus bracha as it is even less than a revias. Now, based on that interpretation of Tosfos, comes that Abai is being more lenient than Rava. According to Rava, you need to have a revias. According to Abai, you don't have to have a revias. And this is the Gemara says in Pesachim that the Dalet Kaisis need a revias, whether it's chai or mazug, whether diluted or not. That means to say that the shear of the rabbi revias, of the yain chai, that you could drink it, either diluted or undiluted, but not that it has to be your revias. But the reason bothered by that interpretation, because from the fact that Abai differentiates between blood and wine later on, the Gemara, that it's possible that specifically regarding wine, a revius where gets concealed is kezias, but dam blood that's thicker, that he says could be that that would be even less than the kezias. So it sounds like, but that the kashrus bracha needs to have a revius of yain chai. So, but that, on that question, Tosfos brings from Rashi, you could resolve that because no, by the wine. You can't mix it when it gets congealed. So therefore, it has to have a share of a kezias, which has the equivalent of revias. And that would resolve the opinion of Abaye, because in truth, that by wine, which is fit to do meziga, then yeah, it would be sufficient with a quarter of revias of wine. And even after you would mix it, it wouldn't be revias. It would still be kosher for kosher bracha. But wine that cannot be mixed, that's when you have specifically revias, and therefore that's when it has to be, like we're saying, when it congeals to be equivalent to kezias. Problem is, but the reader doesn't like the interpretation of Rashi of that resolution. And rather, the Rebbe explains that actually Abai is more stringent than Rav. And he holds that, no, that you actually always need to have a revias of undiluted wine for a kashrus bracha. And therefore, it's better off that you mix it after that. Additionally, Tosfos writes that the reason of the opinion of Abaye, that the Tana said the halachas, according to this interpretation, it was saying that the wine is revias just like all other liquids. So why is it mentioned wine independent from all other liquids, even though they're all the same, that they're all revias? It's because the Talmud actually wants to tell us not to make the mistake of Rav's opinion to think that actually, no, it's sufficient with a Rav or a revias. Now, so why didn't they say explicitly that if someone carries out undiluted wine, it's going to be revias? Why say this indirect way of saying that Kedei Mezigas Kais? That's because the Tana wants to tell us that the reason why yain is considered as chashav as revias is because it's fit for mezigas kais, meaning that it can be used for kashrus bracha. But if let's say it was pogum or a non-Jew toucher, which it cannot be used for kashrus bracha, then it's not significant as revias. And again, according to this interpretation, we're saying kedim mezigas kais doesn't mean like we said in the Gemara of rev revias to mix it. It means to say that it's the kashrus bracha that then you'll mix it afterwards again, which is revias. Now, but since the wine is if you can't use the kashrus bracha, it would be insignificant as it is, and you wouldn't use it, let's say, to knead the clay with that. So therefore, we say specifically it's kedem mezigas kais to tell you that the reason why we have a chashivus as a revias is because it's used for the kashrus bracha. The next taste of the masal taste begins with the words of Gemara, "Hoy b'yoch likrich b'lama kezayis," since it could be congealed and it could be kezayis. So the taste comes to explain from where do we learn out that the blood of the Nevela is going to be metame like the bus. Where the Gemara is saying that the measurement of the Beis Hill, that the dam, the blood of the Nevela is metame, that's a revius, because it could congeal, and it'll be kezias. So, because a revius, by when it's liquid, is the same thing as a kezias when it's dry. So Tosfos proves, his mashmit sounds like from the Gemara over here, the dam, chashav kabasa, the blood, is the equivalent of meat. And that's what we're saying, when it congeals to be the size of a kezias, which is the shear of the meat of the Nevela being metame, that's going to be the same thing with the blood. It says Taisa Vitame, but it's a wonder. Because Imkain, if that's the case, I might sell Kra. Why is the Pasuk need a Pasuk to say that there's going to be the Tumah on the Dam? But Peg Bam Makashin, Chulun Davayin Bezim Alf, We need a pasuk for that a quarter of a leg of blood of a dead person to metame b'oil, that it contaminates in the oil. Why? Typically, aren't we saying it's the equivalent of meat? And therefore, Revius is a kazayas, because it could congeal. And we know that a kazayas of the mess is contaminated with oil. Why do you need a special pasuk with the Revius of dam if dam is like the basa? So the Bainbury, the Revius says that actually the gabe mace, it's, yeah, specifically over there in that drasha, by a dead person, by a crawler Revius dam. That's where you need a pasuk for a Revius of dam. Why? Isn't dam, as we're saying, dam is the same thing as the buses? Because actually, the Gemara and Nida Daf Nun Heyman Av says the Batumas mess, the tuma as relates to a dead person, be inon en gizei machlof. It has to be something from the dead person that what was lost is not going to regenerate, which is domi de'etzim, because it has to be similar to what the pasuk says, oy be'etzim odam oy be'kever, which is the contamination of a dead person, similar to a bone, which when bone is lost, it doesn't regenerate. And the truth, it says, the re, vasala basav matarina, that even the flesh, actually, we would say that it would be tar and would not contaminate, ilav de engizim achlev, if not for the fact that on some level it's not considered regeneration, did not become its lakas, because even though it actually does come back, but it's still like somewhat of a marking. But vidamba, blood, gizim achlev, that's the classic regeneration. People give blood, even if the blood gets lost, it comes back. And therefore, that's why without the pasik, even though, yes, it is like basa, but since it's gizim achlev, that's when you need a special pasuk to say this can be tam ba'oil. But just the more another approach place that says what you could say is the haitan of the hacham. They're actually not like we had started off the places of the mashmoyes. Actually, the tan over here, loy metam adam nevelas mishum yosher yochel likrish. We're not saying that the blood of the nevel of the dead animal is going to get contaminated because that it could congeal and therefore it's like meat. No. Ela isla shum drasha, although it's not brought here in the Gemara, he has some drasha, the dam nevel is tummy, that the blood of a nevel is going to be tummy, which is exactly what we're saying over there by the dam of a mess. Ah, so then the high time of the yochel likrish itzrich, then why does he need this drasha that he's saying, oh, because it could congeal, and then it's like the meat, and if it's going to be tummy, that's not why it's going to be tummy. He's saying because there's some drasha that's including the blood. That's for something else, says Tosis. That should lay tummy here, the hadam el brevis. That's just only for the sheer, for the measurement, to say that although we have some drasha that the blood's going to be tummy like the nevel itself, but it's only going to be if it has a revius. B'loi b'pach is not less than that. Sha'az yesh b'shir basa, because then it has just like the measurement of meat. So it's regarding the measurement that we're saying, which like the measurement of meat, which is kedayis. So to the blood, when it congeals, it's going to be kedayis. Abalav krobet says, Tosis, right, without a passing, may do kolam, the lavik abasa. Everyone agrees that it would not be like meat. And therefore, even by revius of dam, so to have a mess, you need to have a drash of a pasik for that same reason, that's mitam. Now, based on what we're explaining, it says, that's why there's a tan in Menachas, Daf Kuf Gimel, Daf Kuf Dalet, Dama that says, She'idu al dam nevelas, that they testified actually regarding the blood of dead animals, Shu tar, that it is tar. Why? Yeah, it could congeal and be kazayas. But still, that's what we're saying. Since it's all drashas from Sukkim, they don't have that drasha, and therefore, although it could congeal, that itself is not going to go ahead and say that it's going to be tam. And Mechemash Mecham Makam Sotu sounds like all throughout Shas, the dam lehavi b'chalav basa nevel. The blood is not considered like the meat of the dead animal. The repair called Shalik, we find the Gemara Pesachim of Bezim and Av Mapik. They learn out the gid, the chaylev, the kihanosha, the tendon, and the fats, mutbanna. Those are things that are permitted to have benefit from it, of a nevela. Meshum dikushu hutru nevela, because when the nevela was permitted to have hana, he v'chalva begidu hutru. What was included in the permissibility was the nevela, it's the forbidden fats, and the kihanosha, all those things were permitted. And therefore, we learn that from the Gid Anosh, it's permitted to have Hano. And the Chippar Chasim, when the Gemara asks over there, Ay, Vahari Dam, Ay, what's with the blood? Torah says, you know, they consume blood. And the Mishnah says, it's permitted to have Hano from it. Loi Mishani, it doesn't answer, Kishavutra Nevela, that when Nevela was permitted, Hiva Dam Mahutra, that it and the blood was permitted, like an answer regarding the Chelim and the Gid. Obviously, because the blood is not included in the basa. And therefore you cannot say that when the veil is permitted, also is the blood. It's only, like we say, the flesh and the tendons and the chelim, that's permitted. But the blood, we can't say that was included in the veil. And therefore that was not, like we were saying, the same concept of that's not, that dam is not like the basa itself. It learns out that the blood of the sherets is going to be tame. From where? It says, and this will be for you tame. And we don't learn it out from the primary halacha of the Tumas of Sheretz that it says in the Pasuk. So it's the same reason, because it's not included in the Sheretz itself. Like we said, the Dam is not like this, like the Basar, which was the premise Tesa had established. So Tesa had said that in the first answer, that the blood of the Nevela is metame because it's like the basa. And like they say that the revius of the blood, when it congeals, it's going to be like a gezeis. Aye, so why do you need a pasig by the tumma of mess, that the blood of a dead person, metame ba'oil, why don't you just say that because it's like basa, when it congeals, it's going to be gezeis of basa? That's specifically by tumma's mess, where it's, since it's only by somebody that's in gezei macha, but does not regenerate, and blood does regenerate, so it should really not be for the tumma, therefore you need a pasig to tell you that. Or a different interpretation, Tais says, no, it's actually that the blood of Nevela, that it's metame, is actually because of some drasha, that the blood is metame. And this, they were saying that the revius of the dam when the kajil is going to be a kizayis, that's not the source for the din of the tumma, that's for the measurement of the tumma, that the shir is by revius, because when the kajil is going to be kizayis, and Tais proves in many places that, like the second approach, that the blood is not like the meat itself.